G'day, guys. We're back for number two. Our internet dropped out, and we're back for part two, guys.
We
So,
were talking about things we shouldn't be
the
talking
BA,
about.
the BANKSs,
Yes.
also known as the Rats. Sammy, over to you. What were you telling us?
So I was just before we were rudely interrupted by an internet outage. It seems like a bit of a theme at the moment, internet outages. Anyway, before we were so rudely interrupted, I was talking about how the bank has shut one of my two business accounts that we've got with them down. No reason as to why they've done it. No recourse. They put that in that nasty letter that they sent me saying there's no point in discussing it. They've made their decision. It's final. It's over. I can go kick rocks. I love bankers, mate. I've always said that before. I absolutely love these guys.
You
They're
too.
such great people. They serve their clients so well. They really look after people. They really try to help people get ahead in life. And they're just great people.
I mean, look, from my side, it's just the message is clear, right? Sarcasm aside, aggression aside, because that's just kind of like how we process dealing with these banksters, is that you need to focus on getting out of the banks, get out of industry super funds, get outside of the system. This is why we're so passionate about Bitcoin, gold, and silver, is that if you keep yourself exposed to the legacy system, it's just keeping you entrapped and it's going to cause you to be stuck in a cycle of poverty. Now, people imagine poverty as being in rags and homeless and not having enough to eat and being covered in dirt. That's real, like bottom, like third world poverty. But in terms of middle class poverty or even upper middle class poverty, people these days, like, let me ask you guys a question, right? To make it get back to reality. Is 100K a lot of money?
No.
Oh, you use the word money though.
Sorry. Is the
Currency.
100K a lot of currency? 100K Australian dollars,
No.
100,000, that not?
Depending what you do with it.
Let me ask you
But
another
no.
question. You're heading into your retirement. Let's say you've got $2 million and you're 55 years old,
No.
right? And you want to
Still
live
about.
the next 20 years, 30 years, hopefully, because we'd want a long life for everybody who's watching. Let's say you're 55 with $2 million liquid that you can call upon. Is that enough to last you 20, 30 years
That is
maybe?
absolutely not. Absolutely not. I mean, I'm a single man without a family, no wife, no kids. I spend 100 grand a year easily. Is that and that's 100 grand a year that keeps increasing with inflation, right? So if I was to stay at 100 grand a year in spending, I would spend my 2 million within 20 years. If you're 55, that gets you to 75, which is still young. You've
Still
still
young.
got 10, 20 years ahead of you there, particularly if you're looking after your health. So no, absolutely that's not. I don't think that $2 million is a lot of money. I don't think 100 grand is a lot of money. And particularly if you've got wife, kids. I mean, private school fees are 50 grand a year almost each at the moment, right? So that's two kids for 1 year of private school. When you start laying the numbers out for yourself, what are you gonna need in retirement, how much you wanna live off, unless you're eating 2 minute noodles and living in a cramped little spot all the way in the middle of nowhere. You're going to need a lot more than that. And you need to figure out how you're going to do that. You need to get smart about planning it out, your strategies on how to build wealth and maintain your wealth. You can't just let it come at you and she'll be right, mate. That's not going to get you far at all. That's going to get you into poverty.
So the simplest strategy, and of course Tim was the one that masterminded this strategy, is you combine wealth assets. You get your gold and your silver, you get your Bitcoin, you put them together, bang, happy days. And those assets will outperform inflation, will outperform the stock market, will outperform the bond market, will certainly outperform currency because they're just printing it and is making it more and more worthless by the day. And this is such a simple trade. People mess it up. People get greedy. They want to put in $1 million or 100K or 10K, whatever they've got to invest, they want to put that in and they want to withdraw a 10X the next day. They want to tell the boss to get stuck. They want to tell the kids they never loved them and divorce the wife and disappear into the wind. I'm like, guys, let's just be real here for a second. We're talking about assets where Bitcoin went up 130% last year, gold and silver went up 40%, silver's already up 16% for the year. Gold is up, what, 25?
Something like that.
25, 20% in the year, and Bitcoin's flat despite all the volatility in the stock market. We're just at the beginning of the biggest wealth transformation of our lifetime, and they're accelerating their great reset plans, and yet people aren't taking action. They're not taking action. You
But
need.
why? Why are people, Sammy, why do
I'm
people,
getting frustrated.
why are people not taking action?
Well, look, I see it as two groups. I see it as one group that is taking action. We are getting a record number of first-time buyers at Liberty Bullion. People coming in for the first time. They're reading the tea leaves. They're looking at the writing on the wall around them, and they do want to take action. So there is a large percentage of the population waking up and taking action. But as an overall percentage, it's still tiny, guys. It's still tiny. Most people are still fast asleep. Most people still seem to think that she'll be right, mate. That, you know, the government's here to look after you, and if anything goes wrong, they'll just give you a little bit of welfare money to get by. You know, the media's there to keep you informed. Oh, if it was really that bad, if there was really this global reset going on, surely the ABC would be telling me about it. Surely Nine News would be telling me about it. If this is something I really needed to worry about, surely I'd be informed about it by my media. I mean, guys, most Australians, I hate to say it, as a, you know, true blue Aussie, most Australians are so naive. I mean, the fact that we pay for our own brainwashing with our national broadcaster, literal government propaganda, we pay for it. And there's some people who put up lawn signs saying, save my ABC, don't defund my ABC. Guys, it's government propaganda paid for by your tax dollars. And the average Australian is completely fine with it. Not only that, they're supportive of their own government brainwashing, guys. So when you ask me the question, Sam, why do most people not want to wake up and buy Bitcoin and buy gold and silver? It's because they're so fast asleep. It's not even funny. They're mentally not where they need to be in order to wake up. They're still not there yet. They still have so much knowledge. And Tim, mate, your channel, this is where you step in here, because you take people from zero to hero. You take them from, oh, I feel like there's something a little bit off in the world around us, but I can't quite pinpoint it, all the way through to, I own lots and lots of gold, silver, and Bitcoin, and I don't trust my government, don't trust my banks. And, you know, and that, you can't put a monetary value on that. That is priceless.
Well, as I said to you guys when we're off the air, I said to you that I did this great talk on the history of gold and silver in Fort Knox, and somebody wrote at the bottom, this guy's a cooker. I mean, seriously, when you are literally giving people facts and figures and dates and times, and somebody calls you a cooker, what is that?
Look, from my end, it's like people don't want to hear that their worldview that they've been constructed and been told is true for 2 decades, 3 decades, 4 decades, 5 decades is wrong.
Yeah.
And so when you come in with like a sledgehammer of information, facts, resources, insights, strategies, that's the key thing.
Yep.
We don't just share with you just information and facts. We actually share with you tangible strategies as to how to beat the reset. That's fantastic, right? So when you hear this and you've got all the options laid out in front of yourself, which is keep doing what you're doing or take action and go in a different direction and become wealthy and become powerful and become sovereign and become free, it's scary. And so to dismiss it and to make sure that your worldview remains intact, you decide that, oh, well, this guy's a cooker and Bitcoin's going to zero and gold and silver's going to zero, whatever it is, right? This delusion that people are wanting to entrap themselves in is disgusting,
yep.
Right? Because if it was just something that you faced the consequences of, oh, taxi! If you were facing the
consequences... The funny thing is that's all you're going to hear on.
Yeah. No.
Okay, now they're just hashtagging this. All right, moving on.
Right. So...
you realize that all you're going to hear you say is because that'll actually get that'll get baffled. Yeah. I know you'll hear Bish go,
right. They're bashing stuff in the background. I don't know what they're doing.
Anyway, have it, Bish.
Anyway, as I was saying, if you were the only one facing the consequences of your own actions or inaction in this case, that's perfectly fine.
Yep.
But the problem is that if you've got a wife or a husband or children that are dependent on you, grandchildren that are dependent on you. I actually quite, I don't know, how am I going to put this? You have a obligation and a responsibility to those who you bring into the world. I'm a father of two children, right? One is 5. He's just gone off to primary school to get his daily dose of indoctrination. The other one is 2. She's an absolute menace to society, but I love her, right? I have an obligation to those who I brought into this world. And if you want to be complacent, at least for yourself, that's fine. And if you don't affect anybody, then that's not a problem at all. But if you've got children and grandchildren, it is upon you to take the facts and information we share with you and at least do something with it. Give us a point or a counter argument that allows you to maintain your worldview. But if there is even a drop of what we're saying has some sort of resonance with you, you must take action. Give me a call. Give Sam a call. Give Tim a call. We're so contactable. We're available 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There's not a single business on the planet that will allow you to do the same. In fact, go contact your banker. Go and contact your industry super fund. Give them a call. See how that goes. It's never going to happen, right? That's why we make ourselves available, to kind of help you guys transition from a legacy system that's screwing you over to a decentralized future where you're free and independent. And that takes a lot of stones to make that transition. And that's why we help you.
Yep. Sammy. Look, I want to back Bishop on everything he's saying there. I look at it as an ego defense mechanism, what these guys are going through when they just offhand say, nah, Bitcoin, gold, silver, it's all a scam. It's like Bishop says, either you were wrong for decades of your life, you had the wool pulled over your eyes, and that's quite embarrassing to admit for a lot of people. I remember when I went through my awakening, I was very angry that I had the wool pulled over my eyes, and I only had it for 2 decades, right? Imagine it was 4, 5, 6 decades. You know, the embarrassment there, the ego comes in, defend the ego. No, not embarrassed. You're not dumb. You're smart. This guy's dumb. This guy doesn't get it. You're very smart. He's not. That's what's going on here. And I completely understand, but you can be wrong and still be smart, right? You don't have to be a dummy. You can be very smart and have the incorrect information fed to you for 5 or 6 decades by design and not reach the right conclusion while still being very smart. So don't let that attack your ego. You are smart. You just got tricked. It's fine. 99% of the population did as well. You're not an idiot, but now is the time to accept that, move forward, and then profit from the knowledge that's being shared with you. Because, I mean, if you would have run the numbers on, you know, if I had invested my dollars in the bank in gold last year, and you calculate how much you would have made if only you had listened and put the ego aside, it's very expensive to be wrong. It's very expensive to be ignorant. And I don't think ignorant people understand the cost of ignorance.
No, the last thing I'll just leave it on is, guys, we don't make it complicated. We give you all the strategies. We give you the entire process from start to finish. When people, you know, throw up questions like, oh, I don't know how I'm going to do this, and this seems so daunting, or it seems so difficult, and how, what, when, where, why. We've gone through this. We've gone through this. We give you an exact detailed step-by-step guide as to how to move throughout this transition. So you don't even have to feel stressed about this move. You know, it's not meant to be an overwhelming decision. It's not meant to cause undue stress. It's not meant to cause panic. It's not meant to cause anxiety. We're giving you the facts. Yes, it's a little bit scary and a little bit daunting in terms of once you realize what they're trying to do, but we've got the strategies, the methodology in place to help you beat the reset, get over the other side, protect your family, and protect your wallet. It's so simple. And it's simple by design, because complexity is what the financial elite sell you, because, and oh, you're not smart enough to understand. You're not smart enough to manage your money. You're too ignorant. So let us, the financial elite, the money managers of the world, handle your funds. We know what we're doing. Guys, we're here to make it really simple. We're here to put your wealth in your hands. Buy Bitcoin, buy gold, buy silver. Give me a call. I'm available. 7 days a week, 365, 0478, 675, 399. Give me a call. Let's get ahead, guys. Let's win.
Yeah, and we're also going to be putting up a video. So look out for this one. Bish just showed us how to use Bitcoin to buy a cup of coffee. And it was basically, look, you couldn't make it easier, could you, Bish?
No, literally, it's just a breeze, right? It's a real brisk breeze. And I love this. I love winning, guys.
It's a breeze. All right. So let's wind it up. Yes, Sammy, sir. Tell us, give us your predictions for silver and gold. Obviously, the world is going to hell in a handbasket. I think we're in the final stages. I think by October, we will see a new system basically on our doorstep now. I just don't – Wall Street was collapsed in the October. You know, many, many – October is a key month for bankers. I don't know why. What
it's a number 10.
It's a number 10?
One over zero.
One over zero every time, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Fantastic. Hey, great analogy.
There you go.
Sammy, where's gold going?
So gold by the end of the year, 4,000 US an ounce. You heard it here first. We're trading at 3,300, give or take, today.
By the end of the week or by the end of
by
the year?
By the end of the year. Not the week. Geez. It's by the end of the year.
You're
mate.
Not bullish enough. Yeah, it's a damn seriously, I mean.
You're not bullish enough, Sam.
Well, just wait. Calling
just wait. Well, you know what's funny?
I'm 10 seeing grand, all these, 10 grand by the end of the year.
I'm seeing all these analysts, these investment bank analysts, readjusting their price targets higher and higher for gold as they see it run further and further. And it's funny because these same analysts 2 years ago were bearish on gold. Oh, it's not going to go up. It doesn't do anything. Oh, it's not going to do anything. And now they've joined the masses. They've joined the Liberty crew saying that gold's going to keep going. So good to see it. 4,000 an ounce US by the end of the year. That'll be what, 6,000 Aussie, depending where the exchange rate's at. And for silver, that's where the really big move is going to be. So $40 US an ounce within the next 3 months. And then we're going to see $50 an ounce within the next 12 months. So huge, huge percentage move coming on silver. That's the big catch-up move, and platinum as well. Platinum will do the same percentage performance as silver this year. And again, keep pace moving forward. So platinum's also a great buy at the moment. Super cheap, particularly compared to gold. So the real opportunity at the moment, whilst gold will keep going, gold's a great investment, gold's awesome. The real opportunity is in silver and platinum here.
Yeah, good call. Over to you, Vish.
Guys, as I've been saying, keep focusing on your Bitcoin. Keep stacking sats. Just get that little bit, $2,000, $5,000, whatever it is. Keep stacking sats. Buy yourself some Bitcoin. I think that'll be around 150 by July, 200K by the end of the year. And then once you've got a really healthy allocation of Bitcoin, sprinkle in some XRP, sprinkle in some Sonic, and you guys have got the best crypto portfolio known to mankind. I mean, XRP is already back at $2.30, showing incredible strength whilst Bitcoin's coming back above that 95K handle. Sonic is in the doldrums at the moment, trading in the mid-50 cents handle. But the big catch-up move when it goes to $5, that's the 10X play that we're anticipating within the next 12 months. So that's what I'm seeing. Bitcoin, XRP, Sonic, what a time to be alive.
What aftershave, what perfume are you guys wearing? Somebody's got some nice fragrance on here today.
Yeah, let's wrap this up.
All right. Well, I wasn't suggesting it could be Sammy. All right.
My goodness.
Guys, we did this in two parts.
Yeah.
Well, it's important to smell nice, part of the wealth thing.
Yeah.
I've actually got this lovely one I'll show you boys that, anyway, enough of that. Let's wind it up. This was done in two parts. Our internet dropped out. We've never seen that before,
never.
Actually.
First time for everything. Timmy.
Unusual for Telstra to drop out in the middle of the city.
Yeah. Spain and Portugal's in darkness right now.
IMF screaming reset. Poland's preparing for war. Ursula von der Leyen wants to take all your funds. Trump wants to ruin, of course, the entire economic world. BRICS is
by design.
Up on
by gold. Design. By design.
By design. Of course, so much going on, and yada yada yada. All right, guys, that's it for me. Of course, the Baron of Bitcoin. What he doesn't know about Bitcoin, you can write on back of page of stamp. You're saying again, Bish, is
you're not bullish enough.
And of course, Sammy, the samurai of silver, what he doesn't know, well, what he doesn't know about commodities, also you could write. But Sammy, you are, what's your catchphrase?
What a time to be alive and die.
What a time to be alive.
What
Sammy.
A time to be alive.
All right, that's it for us. All right, that's it for me. The guy in the hat, the Army General's live from, where are we? Brunetti in Coles Street, Melbourne. That's it for us. As always, look after your health, look after your wealth, and
make good choices.
See everybody.
Thanks, everyone.